it open the door.
What do you want?
To see you, of course. Can I come in?
You've not wanted to see me for the past few weeks. Why change your mind now?
I'm not very consistent. Are you going to let me come in?
All right. I'll have a good gloat. Nice place, isn't it? Almost the spitting image of the dump I lived in when we first met. Except the rent's a good bit higher, of course.
How much? No, I'm sorry. It's none of my business.
You're dead right, it isn't. Well, if you're stopping, you better sit down. Have a chair. I'll take the bed.
Thanks.
I'd offer you a drink, but it's all gone.
That's all right.
Oh, I'll be polite.
I'm doing my best.
Showing your good breeding.
If you like.
Mummy would be proud of you.
No, she wouldn't. She would have wanted me to leave well alone.
So, how did you hear? Oh, stupid question. I expect Dickon was straight on to you with the good news. They probably even threw a party at the Herald to celebrate.
Is that why you didn't go back to work this afternoon?
Okay. I chickened out. But it was doing them a favour, too. I wouldn't have been very good company.
Oh, my.
No pity, thanks.
Sorry. Doesn't leave me with much scope, does it? You don't like me being polite. You'd resent it if I gloated. And now even sympathy's not allowed.
That's right. I was daft enough earlier to think I might get some sympathy, but I didn't. So now I've decided to live without it.
I don't understand.
Well, I went round to see Cliff and Shirley. They're supposed to be my friends. Wouldn't even open the door. Cliff told me to get lost over the intercom.
Why didn't you come and see me?
Well, after the reception I got the last two times I called.
That was different.
Oh, I see. You'll give me the time of day as long as I'm a failure.
That's not fair.
Well, tell me this then. Would you be here now if Milton Monk had kept his promise and made me editor? Not bloody likely you wouldn't.
I might have found an excuse.
Oh, sure.
I did want you to get the job.
Well, safe for you to say that now, isn't it?
But it's true. And as for coming to see you, yes, I admit that Liz getting the job gave me the opportunity. But I'd already been looking round for other chances.
Oh, so that's why you were always so friendly when our paths crossed.
Couldn't afford to give in without a struggle.
And now you think I'm weak enough to handle?
No.
Stop kidding yourself.
I love you, Maurice.
As long as I can be patronised. Aye, we always had our ups and downs, Cressy. But the biggest down came when it looked like I was going to make a success of things. I find that pretty significant.
That's cruel and untrue.
Well, please yourself, but that's how I see it.
So you won't come back?
You really expected me to?
It's what I'd hoped for.
Well, then you didn't learn much about me in our time together.
But I still want to learn.
Given our differences, I reckon we've had a good run for our money. But it doesn't make any sense to go on.
I see. After what happened today, you want to become a fully-fledged defeatist.
Oh, no, quite the opposite. I want to clear the decks for action. I've got a whole lot of things to sort out. Like whether I should even stay at the Herald.
Thanks a lot, Maurice. It's nice to know I'm just something to be brushed aside.
Oh, that's not what I meant. You weren't still there to be considered until a few moments ago.
Oh, I apologize for getting in the way. How inconsiderate of me to want to help the man I love.
I'm sorry.
So you never even thought we'd get back together again?
I thought about it all the time, woman.
Come back to the flat, then.
I can't.
All right, Maurice. I'm not going to plead with you or distract you from making the other decisions you're busy making. At least it doesn't look as though I'm leaving you in a state of self-pity, which is probably what Liz was worried about.
Liz?
Yes. She came and told me what had happened. She was worried about your not going back to the office. I think she genuinely felt for you, Maurice. I wonder if you would have bothered about her if you'd got the job.
Hey, Bill! I am back!
And about bloody time. Where have you been, Alexis?
I'm late.
What do you think?
I'm late. I'm sorry, Billy, but I have a good excuse.
I'll bet. What's her name?
Belinda. No. That was later. First, I go to the hospital. And now, look.
I'm looking.
But You do not see.
Only your grinning face, which I can live without right now.
But it's mended. My leg. The plaster, she's off. You see it now?
I cannot tell a lie. I see it.
So?
So, well done.
Thank you. You are very kind towards me, Bill.
Too kind by half. So, up to now, your favorite excuse has been, my leg broken. And from here on, you expect me to take my leg mended instead, eh? Well, when exactly did you go to the hospital?
Late this afternoon.
Without telling anyone?
I wanted to be surprised.
But you didn't come straight back? Or was there an incredibly long queue full of nutters who broke their legs playing soccer on tube escalators?
No, I think I was the only one.
Well, the only one in the queue?
No, I was the only nutter. There was quite a long queue. So, when the plaster is off, after such a time, I feel tremendous liberation. I have to celebrate.
Leaving me to do your job here till 9:30. I ought to strangle you.
But I only just come from the hospital.
Well, only just?
Well, nearly only just. Belinda, she is not a patient woman. I'm very sorry, Bill. Okay? How is the new night chef getting on?
Very smoothly, thank God. Well, there's not much left for you to do apart from some stacking.
Wonderful. That means I can do more celebrating later. I go and telephone Rob at the restaurant. See if he will come to the nightclub with me.
Yeah, but what about...
I'll only be 3 seconds. I promise.
Oh my God. Where the hell have you been? Where the hell are you going?
I have to phone Rob. Be back soon, Mr. Bryan.
So, the little devil turned up then?
For a few minutes.
How come he was moving so fast?
Apparently the leg's okay.
Oh. Thank heavens for that.
Yeah, except I don't think he sees his recovery in the same light as you and me. Instead of getting down to more work, he's planning to make up for lost time out on the town.
That's what he thinks.
You better tell him then, Matt. I don't think I got the message through.
What's he phoning Rob for?
Needs a pal to go nightclubbing with.
Shh, ruddy jink. All's well here, is it?
Aye. No, for once, the agency's sent a chef who knows what he's about, isn't temperamental, and isn't afraid of hard work.
That's what I like to hear. Well, if he's that good, we'll be able to get on with the expansion program even faster than I thought. I'll go and give the lad a word of encouragement.
Why don't you just let him get on with it for the time being?
You suggested I might put my foot in it again. I said I was going to give him a pat on the back, not a kick up the backside.
I know that, Matt. But if you start telling him, well, because he's so good, that we're going to be working him even harder...
It might scare him off.
Well, it's possible. Best not to take the risk. Let him get used to things as they are for the moment.
Okay. I'll trust your judgment for once.
Oh, thanks.
But as to this lazy tyke...
My plans. All spoiled.
That's good. He can see into the future.
Rob, he said he much too tired to come out to the club. He was never too tired before.
He's obviously getting some sense in his old age.
But there would be girls and wine and dancing.
You had girls and wine after they took your plaster off.
But no dancing.
Oh, shame.
You mean you took one of your women along to the hospital with you?
Oh, no. She was someone I don't know before. A nurse. Belinda. I poke her up while I wait.
Chat her up. Right, Matt, how does he do it?
We're back, Father. Father?
It seems a shame to wake him.
Well, I don't think he'd thank us if we let him sleep in his chair all night, do you, darling? Father!
Oh, few lendings. Hmm? Oh, what? Who is...
Don't worry, it's only us.
Oh, do you have to push me about like that?
I only touch you on the shoulder, and very gently.
Well, I thought it was an intruder, and I... Oh, well, I suppose I must have been dreaming.
The house doesn't look as though it's been broken into.
Anyway, a sensible intruder would have let you sleep on soundly.
You both seem to be in a very flippant mood.
We had a very good dinner. No trouble from the children, I hope.
Fortunately not, Elizabeth. Must be very late if I was asleep.
Well, it's only 10:30, as a matter of fact.
And you don't call that late?
Celebratory jaunts usually go on longer, but we decided to continue here at home.
Oh, dear. Does that mean you'll be having some sort of social gathering at this hour?
Oh, only a very quiet and select one, Arthur. Just the three of us.
You're including me.
Well, if you feel like it. Father, there's something we'd like to talk to you about.
Well, I'm afraid it'll have to wait. It's far too late and I must go to bed.
Oh, well, please yourself.
It's a matter of necessity, not pleasure.
Well, thank you very much for babysitting for us.
And since you chose to mark your promotion in this fashion, I could hardly refuse.
In this fashion? You only went out for a meal, Father.
That is what I meant. Oh, by the way, there were a number of telephone calls, Elizabeth. People wanting to congratulate you. Oh. I made a note of the names. Good night.
Good night.
Good
night. I must see who all my well wishes are. Guess what Arthur's idea of a number of calls is?
Three.
No, I'm not quite that famous. Two. Claire and Lynn. Still, that's better than none.
Well, darling, it's going to take a few days, the word to get around, you know.
Oh. Meanwhile, what's it to be? Coffee or more alcohol?
How about both?
Good thinking.
I wish Father had stopped long enough to let us tell him that we're going ahead with the extension.
Well, you could always make it a surprise. At least until the builders turn up. Oh, there's a bit of brandy left. Well, that suits you.
Perfectly.
I better make mine a very small one. I don't want to have a hangover on my first full day as editor-elect. There we are, darling. Here you are.
Thanks. Darling, good luck.
I think I'm going to need it now and then. Like tomorrow in my first dealings with the defeated Morris. If he puts in an appearance.